For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
My name is Dr. David Duncan. I'm an epidemiologist and psychologist. I'm on the faculty of Brown University with the Center for Alcohol and Addiction Studies and run a small statistical consulting firm located in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Put in about 30 years now of work in the field of drug abuse treatment, drug abuse prevention, and drug policy.
Well, David, it seems to me that reefer madness is like the monster that will just never die. A study was just released on behalf of the U.S. government that shows that marijuana does not cause cancer. And I saw an article by you in the National Association of Public Health Policy website in that regard. Tell us about that article, please.
Dr. Donald Tashkin of UCLA has been one of the people who has for years now been trying to prove that marijuana has major health hazards, particularly in the area of lung cancer. He's done a number of studies that have, some of which have seemed to support that hypothesis, although they have been very heavily criticized by a number of persons like myself who pointed out that the studies really proved nothing because they were extremely badly designed studies. What he has done now is he and his team have done a very large case control study, a study of almost 2,000 persons in the Los Angeles area who have either lung cancer or cancer of the face and neck, and a comparable group matched to them in terms of age, sex, and the part of Los Angeles they live in, looking at their past history of marijuana use. And what they found was no association at all between marijuana use, even in very heavy marijuana users, and any of the types of cancer under study. This is really consistent with a variety of other studies that other people have done that have also failed to find any real significant health hazards at all associated with marijuana use at any level of usage. But it's important here both because this is a very large study and because it is a government-sponsored study by the man who's been quoted the most by the government in supporting their view that marijuana does cause cancer and found no evidence at all that it does.
We have been duped. Nowhere is it more obvious and glaring than in regards to medical marijuana. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.